Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Climate change. If you listen to this show, I'm going to assume that you care about it and you feel like you know, at least in a basic way, what it is. But have you ever had a hard time explaining climate change to a friend? Well, we understand. Today, Meg Telikoff and Juliana Marullo are here to walk us through how climate communication experts go about it. Hey there.
Hey, Megan.
Hiya.
So who are we hearing from today?
We talked to one climate scientist, two science journalists, and two professors who research climate communication.
And we gave them a pretty tricky task, to explain climate change in two sentences or less.
Then they told us why they chose the explanation they did.
All right, let's do this. Who's our first explainer?
Let's start with Dr. Anthony Leisowitz. He runs the Yale Program on Climate Change Communication and hosts a radio program called Climate Connections.
He answered us with a poem.
Climate change. Scientists agree. It's real. It's us. It's bad, but there's hope.
Anthony really wanted to get across that the vast majority of scientists agree that the climate is changing.
He also wanted to make clear that climate change is already causing lots of suffering.
But it wasn't an accident that he said there's hope.
We know what to do. We have the solutions. They're sitting on the shelf. We just need to accelerate the transition from fossil fuels to clean energy.
Do the other experts focus on those same points?
Sort of. Dr. Wendy Bruin de Bruin, a provost professor of public policy, psychology, and behavioral science at the University of Southern California, came up with this.
Most people in the U.S. are now concerned about climate change, but many don't know what to do. One of the most climate-friendly actions you can take yourself is to eat less red meat. And together, we have the power to vote for a better climate.
That wasn't exactly the same. But like Anthony, she's saying that we already have the power to fix the problem. She thinks it's counterproductive to spend too much time making people feel bad.
Our first science journalist, The Guardian reporter Darna Noor, agrees. Her explanation helps take the blame off individuals.
Climate change is an existential threat we're facing primarily due to the actions of like a tiny minority of people who own companies. But taking on the crisis could also present the opportunity to make life much better for people all around the world.
She says it's important to be clear that climate change is human-caused, but we need to remember which humans are doing most of that causing.
Did anyone actually talk about the science of why the climate is changing?
Yeah. Dr. Baylor Fox Kemper is a professor at Brown University in the Department of Earth, Environmental, and Planetary Sciences. He also served as a coordinating lead author for a chapter of the 6th Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change report.
That's basically the UN's climate research group. And his explanation came straight from their report.
Human influence has warmed the climate at a rate that is unprecedented in at least the last 2,000 years. Future emissions cause future additional warming, with total warming dominated by past and future CO2 emissions.
He says those sentences went through over 250 rounds of revisions by lots of scientists.
Former New York Times science editor Cornelia Dean had a similar take.
People have been burning fossil fuels like coal and oil for at least 150 years. And all the while, we have been using Earth's atmosphere as a garbage dump for the waste gases that result, chiefly carbon dioxide. These waste gases accumulate and they trap heat, so Earth is getting warmer and warmer.
So that was everyone. What's your takeaway? How should we try to explain climate change to our friends?
First, keep it simple about the actual mechanics of climate change. Burning fossil fuels makes greenhouse gases, and greenhouse gases make our planet get warmer.
Also point out that scientists are absolutely sure this is happening, that it is human-caused, and that the warming is a major threat to all humans.
But then remind your friends that they aren't alone in being scared, and that a lot of the crisis is caused by bad policies and big corporations.
And make sure to emphasize that real, effective solutions are already in reach. We have the tools, we just need to deploy them.
One great place to start is by voting for the climate-friendly policies that will make life better for everyone.
Got it. Thanks, guys. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on social media at AskPossibly. Possibly is a co-production of The Publix Radio, Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, and Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative.